This is a Pinball News production.
Okay, the star has arrived, so we can start now. Good morning. So I was curious, of the people here, and thank you very much for coming, how many of you were part of the Indiegogo campaign? Oh, thank you so much. So this is, I mean, this is really all of our film. You guys made this happen, and I literally could not have done this without everyone's help. So I'll just go ahead. Anyway, so this all started, like you heard behind the scenes, with a story that Matt Walsh told me, and I was really inspired by his love of pinball, and then I started researching the film, and I met all of you, and I started to come to shows, and I just knew I had to do this. So what you're going to see now is the 10-minute version. This is what we're going to send to film festivals, and hopefully we'll get in a lot of really great ones. I'd like to get into like South by Southwest, places like that, and more people can learn about pinball, and hopefully through the film, and come to love it like I've come to love it, and then we'll just keep making more. So anyway, I'll go ahead and play the film now. Thanks. It takes, even a small film like this takes a lot of people. I think on our heaviest day we had, between cast and crew, we had 47 people, I think, on the set. It was a small cafe, too, as you saw. So I'm going to let everybody tell you who they are and what they did. You can. I think it's a pretty small room, so go ahead, Brian.
Hi, I was the editor. No, I'm Brian. I played Matt. Actually, I played this guy.
I am Matt, and this is a 25-year-old story that was tucked away in my head and was told to Anna at a lunch table, and still can't quite get over that I'm watching it, but there it is.
Hi, I'm TJ, and I provided machines on location for the various shoots and the special effects and stunt play, using a remote flipper setup so I could be out of camera frame and still play with flippers.
I'm Alan. I did some lighting for the Alameda Day, which was a sub for Pittsburgh.
I'm Charlie. I helped Alan and Charles, his other gaffer.
I'm Jerry. I did some stunt play with a big boom hanging over my shoulder most of the time, playing like this.
Yeah, you were like, had to kneel a lot of the time to play, right? And that's definitely her bang back. So.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't do acting. Couldn't actually do bang backs because the machine was too steep, so I had to kick the legs to get it to bang back or look like a bang back.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm a friend of Matt's and Jerry's, and they invited me to be part of the scenery.
I'm Jeff. I was there the day that Matt talked about the story with Anna, and I was there helping Anna write the story.
Yeah, that was it. That was all you did. Does anyone have any questions for any of us?
Did you actually smash the attack from Mars, or that a stunt one? Or?
No, that's totally real. Yeah, we only had one take because it was the end of the evening and we were running out of time, and also the location people were starting to freak out. And so I had to take them to a bar and buy them drinks while they exploded the game. But we bought replacement tempered glass, just like the regular back box glass. And we had a special effects coordinator, Jim Acker, and he put squibs, little tiny explosive devices in. And then on cue, he just fires them off. And we were all kind of behind like drapes, except for the one actor who was brave enough to stand next to the game. And our director, Don Starn, shot it handheld, and fortunately it all worked on the first take.
Is that a real radio station?
It is a real radio station. It's a pirate, oh, I'm sorry, it used to be Pirate Cat, now it's Mutiny Radio. You can find them online.
How long is the full feature?
Well, it's never been a feature. It's a featurette. So the director's cut is 18 minutes. And what will happen next is, like I said, I'll submit this to festivals. I guess I could just make this taller, huh? Charlie's all things technical. Thanks, Charlie. So what will happen next is, like I said, I'll submit this to festivals, and then hopefully we'll get some play there. And after that, the longer version and the short version will both be on the DVD. And then I think Wade's piece will probably also be on that DVD as well. I haven't exactly decided, but I think so. That project grew out of this project. They're all come from the same pool of funding, plus I supplemented a little. Well, a little. Any other questions?
Uh-huh. Do you see additional pinball projects in your future?
That's a great question, Dan. I found out about this Tribeca grant for documentaries that are it's not a social message documentary. It's more about a person. And I have been exploring the idea of extending Wade's documentary into something longer. And then I have a ton of footage from this week that I'm going to have to do something with. So we'll see.
Uh-huh.
I'll let Matt answer that.
Anybody from New York? Okay, I went to Potsdam, New York for 2 years, upstate, and Clarkson, and there was not much to do up there. But there was a pinball shop, and it was also an arcade. And so I naturally spent a lot of time there. And there was a hottie that worked there, but I'd see her every day in her donut dress. And the problem is, if you're in upstate New York, there's a cultural divide between the college students and the townies that talk like Bob and Doug McKenzie. They really do. And so, I never talked to her much. And then one night I came in, and I never came in at night, but I came in at night that, for some reason. And instead of wearing her pink, donut dress, she's wearing tight jeans and a windbreaker, and she's playing a pinbot. And she's playing that pinbot for all it's worth. I've never seen anyone play that well up to that point. I don't know if since. I had a distinct impression that I felt sorry for the game, that she would never lose. It just, no drain. There was, and best of all, she didn't seem to care. She's just nonchalantly playing like the French players. She was just tiny nudging, didn't care. And so I just tucked that story away. Now, of course, I never talked to Julie. I never mustered the courage like my namesake here, but she did extend me the kindness of not exchanging my quarters into Canadian quarters. When you would give a Canadian quarter, you would have to give an exchange rate. She would give me the full credit for that. So that's as deep as our relationship went.
Brian, you want to talk a little bit about what it was like playing pinball and all of that?
I kind of feel like my character right now. He's not a man of many words. I don't know what to say. Besides, this is probably the most amazing film experience I had in the Bay Area. Anna is a ridiculously amazing producer, and I have no idea how she put all this together. But playing pinball, I have no idea how to play pinball. So going to the Pinball Expo and seeing everybody get so excited about pinball the way that I am about comic books, in case you didn't notice. I felt a camaraderie there. So I am a geek, and coming to a pinball expo was exciting to know that there are other people in other areas of interest that are as enthusiastic about it as I am about comic books. So it was a real experience. I don't know what else to say about it.
What project are you working on? You have a project that might be interesting to these guys?
I have a couple of projects that I'm working on right now that I'm actually trying to do what Anna did with this project. Two of them, one is Batman Battle for the Cowl, and the other one is Heroes and Villains. It's about a hitman who is like Dexter. He only takes hits that he feels are worthy of being taken out. And he falls in love, so he wants to turn away from being a hitman, and that's when it all goes... those are the two things I'm working on right now. I'm going to hand it back over because I'm not good at public stuff.
Okay, two more questions.
Did you have a list of potential projects that you selected this one, or this more just something you were drawn to immediately?
Right. I'm always working on multiple things, so I freelance, and I work on other people's projects as well. And then I have my own projects going on. So right now I have a few things in development, and then I'm trying to get some other things completed. But this was, I don't know what it was about Matt's story. Maybe it's just the way he told it. But when he told it to me, and I had this title, Pinball Donut Girl, and then I might have become a little obsessed with it. I think I'm really tired of hearing about it at work. So I don't know. There was just, pinball is so beautiful and so visual and graphic, and I was just really inspired. So I was tried to be very focused on this when I was doing it. When I was doing fundraising, I was working about 30 to 60 hours a week above my day job, and then so it'll kind of peak like that. And then when we were shooting, I tried to have decent length days, but they often ran into 12, or sometimes one day I think we went 14. And then, you know, after that, like, you're doing all this stuff. Everybody hopefully goes home and goes to sleep, and then you're getting ready for the next day and whatever needs to be done for that. So I didn't answer your question. I'm sorry.
I was also going to talk about the fundraising campaign part, but I thought that would be interesting to hear about.
Oh, yeah. Indiegogo is amazing. It's like you've probably heard of Kickstarter. Indiegogo is different in that if you don't make your full goal, which thanks to all of you, I did make my full goal, but if you don't, you get to keep the money that you do raise. On Kickstarter, it's kind of all or nothing. If you don't make it, you don't get the funding. And Jerry was tremendous in helping me get the word out and make people aware of the film and get people involved. And then I also have amazing sponsorship from Planetary Pinball and also from Papa. They were big supporters. And then, of course, you folks and the Pacific Pinball Museum have been amazing with locations and games. And you know, I've gone back to the warehouse multiple times shooting footage for the Wade piece, so it's been great. Any other questions? One last question.
The actress that played the Julie part, does she have any interest in pinball?
Bailey, I think, came to like pinball, but she's actually a skee-ball girl. She plays league skee-ball. So, thank you, everyone. If you'd fill out comment cards, I'd really appreciate it. And I think there's 2 donuts left, so don't be shy.